Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim has the remarkable ability to focus on what matters now and what's coming next.
You realize that 10,000 hours on the radio is 600,000 minutes of talking, and you've used them all well. Congratulations, and again, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. We're doing it with our good friend Wayne Cruz. Almost 21 years he's been hanging out with us. He's VP for Policy and Director of Technology Studies at the Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI.org. Author of the annual report, 10,000 Commandments. Co-author of What's Yours is Mine. And a number of other publications, including, Copy Fights. That's a big one. That's a big intellectual property book that he's created with some other folks. Wayne, thanks again for being here. Tell us about CEI.
You bet. We are coming up on our 35th anniversary. In fact, we're having our annual dinner coming up, celebrating the big day. Founded in 1984, George Orwell's year. And we're focused on regulation. Kind of the topic we're talking about today is our emphasis. So there's so many groups working on tax and budget issues and social issues. And our view is that the regulatory state is what matters most. So that's our emphasis. And we've got folks working on issues across the board, from environmental, financial sector issues, all across the board. And my focus tends to be the big picture regulation, along with technology policy, which is so fascinating now. But the big picture of the regulatory state is what I'm trying to get at, and CEI has just been the perfect venue for it, for me to do it all these years.
Yeah, absolutely, and it's a great organization I've been telling you about for a long time. Hey, Wayne, I want to talk about what it would take. You know that how I feel about trying to get our regulations sunsetted. And so I'll remind you, Wayne, that I think you know, I'm the guy who's sticking his finger in the eye of the new tax law because it's not fair to small business. And one of the reasons that it's blatantly, shamelessly not fair to small business is our tax advantages that we got in the new law go away in 2025. They sunset the darn things. Not for big business, but they sunset small businesses' advantages. And doggone it, Wayne, if the government can apply a sunset to a tax, why can't we apply sunset to a regulation?
Well, that's actually a great question, and I'm going to be interested in looking at the small business case there that you talk about when I do future writings and look at this issue. I completely agree with you. You know, we have talked about saying when a new regulation is issued that it ought to have an expiration date on it so that it can be reviewed by the agency or even better, approved by Congress if it's going to continue.
It has to be reapproved by Congress.
Regulation
absolutely.
Goes away. Well, let me say something about
this. It can't be reapproved by the people who created it. That's the fox guarding the hen
house. Right.
It's got to be approved by another entity. Well, like me. They should have to run all of them by me, Wayne. Put me down. Put my name in. I'll do it.
Actually, yeah. They ask me and you. We'll be the approval committee.
Right.
And we'll get down to, the government won't be doing much after that. that's a good thing. But on a serious note, this is really important. The 115th Congress, the last Congress, passed several regulatory reform bills. They didn't happen to do sunsetting, but they would have if it had been pushed. They did several others to rein in the regulatory state, but nothing could get through the Senate. Now we're in the 116th, the Democratic majority, and there's zero inclination on the part of Democrats to work with Trump on any regulatory liberalization.
That's right.
In spite of that, though, in the Homeland Security and Government Affairs, it has oversight over all these regulations. It turns out that Senator Sinema is working with Senator Lankford on certain kinds of bipartisan regulatory reform legislation, like looking at advance notices of proposed rulemakings and things like that. And the so-called guidance documents have gotten bipartisan attention. And I think there's some potential, given there's bipartisan interest in regulatory reduction commission, which is a little bit similar to sunsetting. I think there's potential for it that we need to keep pushing. Mm-hmm. In the meantime, since it's hard to get things through Congress, I think Trump should do more executive orders. He needs to bring independent agencies under review. He needs to do an executive sunsetting. He'd have to do it within the rule of law.
Would an executive sunset last?
No. It wouldn't. That's why.
At least we could get used to doing it. We could make it a reality. If we could call it a pilot program. I'd be happy to use it as a pilot program.
Right. Real quick on it, Jim. I think here's the thing we would have to push.
30 seconds.
So in the same way that Ronald Reagan's Executive Order 12291 on regulatory cost review at the OMB is still here.
Wow.
Decades after the Reagan administration. That's the character of the executive orders Trump has to put together now. Mm-hmm. We did a big paper late last year.
So there is a precedent for this.
He needs to do an iconic executive order.
That would be a good plank for his campaign. You should recommend it to him.
Yes, and we're going to flesh this out, and I'm going to talk to you about it some more.
Yeah, let's get you back real soon and talk some more. Hey, Wayne, keep up the good work. I'm proud of your 26th year of the 10,000 Commandments. Folks, you can find it at CEI.org. Check it out. Wayne Cruz, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'm Jim.
Thank you so much for having me, Jim.
Thanks, Wayne. See you next time.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.